The Christians regarded Rome's struggles as a sign of the end times and the second coming of Christ. Yet at the same time, Christians functioned well enough within the Roman Empire, even despite the persecutions. In fact, the Christians were very often excellent Roman citizens. During the tough times of the crisis of the 3rd century AD, Christian communities often gave charity to fellow Christians who were down on their luck. Other religious belief groups had nothing similar to offer the Roman Empire's people, spiritually, intellectually, or socially. Up through the crisis of the 3rd century, the Roman government hardly noticed the Christian church, save for isolated outbursts of persecution. The Christians were not yet numerous enough to challenge Roman morals, Roman security, or anything else of the Mos Maiorum. The Christians did not want to proselytize other Romans or convert them. They did not claim for their proper place in Roman society. More than anything else, they wanted to earn a living and to be left alone to worship in their own way. But as the second coming of Jesus Christ seemed less and less imminent, the Christian church too evolved into a permanent institution with its own bureaucracy. Rituals became officially established. Leaders emerged. Increasingly, individual Christians were compelled to play greater roles in public life, which required a balancing act between God and Caesar, if you will. There was never any doubt, though, that to the Christian mind, God came first. This bothered old-school Romans. As the Christian church became more entrenched, it drew more attention from the Roman government, always unfavorable. The bigger the threat to Roman security and stability, especially during the crisis of the 3rd century AD,